Bonnie Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
Welcome to Life After Dusk Live with your boy Steady J and your girl
Chelsea Monet.
Oh, yeah, y'all hear that voice sound a lot closer to me than usual? Yeah, because she's in the studio with me today for the show. So yes, glad to have you, Chelsea. That means you get to see all the faces I be giving you when I be doing this darn show on the other end. So yeah, it's gonna be interesting. But glad to have you guys. It's the season 10 premiere, y'all. Season 10 premiere.
Hello, I'm excited.
So, man, I know y'all missed us. You know, we all take it, for those who don't know, you know, we always take a 2-week hiatus every year during the holidays. And then we come back after that, you know, to start our new season off. So we leave y'all without having us on the air for 2 weeks at the end of the year. And then, you know, after New Year's went by and everything, we come back with some more shows. So we are back. New season has started. And, yeah, man. So and then as of now, this season, the Monday show is no longer called Hot After Dusk Mondays. That is putting the trash can. Because, you know, I've been joking around calling the shows this since having Chelsea on here. We call it the CNC Petty Factory. So I figured, you know what, that's what we're going to call Monday, CNC Petty Factory. Because, you know, I act a little petty. Chelsea acts a little petty. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, you know. So, it's going down, man. But, you know, we got a surprise guest checking in. And let y'all know who that is. You know, when she comes through, we'll introduce you to who she is and whatnot. But before we get into anything else, Chelsea, how was your 2 weeks not being here? What's been going on with you?
A lot's been going on. I've been, you know, chilling at home, chilling with my son. I got stuff coming up. Yeah, it's going to Cali the end of January. That's coming up. More photo shoots, of course. Coming out with a fashion line, so y'all check that out.
What you doing out in Cali?
I'm doing a little shoot, you know.
That's a little shoot?
Yes, it's nice.
Okay.
But, you know, we're going to set that up. I'm really excited.
That's good to hear. No, we said
You said so I thought it was something.
No.
Okay.
I can't just ask questions.
You can.
I'm allowed to ask questions, right?
Of course.
So what's going down with it? Morda, I know you got more stuff going on. I know you just holding out and. Did we do this when we did this show? We did the shoot before the season finale, but I know we also got the magazine with Chelsea in it that drops later on tonight.
Yeah,
so y'all stay on tune with that. Chelsea shot. She has her own spread, but she also on the cover. She actually shot with three other ladies, and we did black dresses and black lingerie, so it was crazy.
Ooh, y'all heard that? He said lingerie.
Yeah, and Chelsea was behaving herself.
Yeah,
what? He's
scared.
I got scared. He got scared.
I just heard something. I'm like,
You're doing way too much.
He scared me.
But yeah, so Yeah, it just really, Chelsea was on her best behavior, which that's surprising. Nah, but anyways, yeah, just get to hear how your break was and all that.
How was yours? What you
did? Oh, mine was all right. Nothing too much. I had a pretty boring 2-week hiatus. Nothing fun. Nothing exciting to report. It was pretty boring.
It was boring.
I had VIP situations several weeks, in a row, and this is what I do.
What to do, baby? Just taking it over you, my heart.
Welcome back, everyone. Shoot, I'm sorry about that. We had quick technical difficulties, but, you know, we're back. God, let us be great.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, we're back. But, yeah, so, yeah, so going into what I was talking about before we left, I had a pretty boring break. That's a few VIP situations. That's about it.
Mm-hmm.
I was at Park Ave this weekend. That was lit. Had mad bottles in the booth. It was ridiculous. No one had to worry about
it. What was y'all drinking?
Rosé.
Rosé.
No one had to worry about drink. That was nothing but it was lit. Week before that, we was drinking Crown Apple in the booth. It was, life's been pretty great. And in the midst of that, you know, I got shot at my cousin now. My cousin, that NBA hoodie is just so dope. I worked out in there today.
Hey.
I wore it to the club underneath my nice little champion jacket, you know what I'm saying? All-purpose yards. But, yeah, so it was litty. But, yeah, I'm telling you, I think that hoodie got magic powers because I'm telling you, because I did that workout video on Thursday in the hoodie. Everybody was like, oh, my God. Like, it's like everybody was watching that live. Like, they've been watching the playback of it and everything. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, hoodie. He got on, especially it was like that dry fit looking. It was black. It made me look extra good. So it made the workouts go look extra. Like I was really like, not that I've been slacking. I had a rope going in. Man. I was just looking like I was trying to try for Creed 3.
Look.
So yeah, you can't tell me nothing, man. I was feeling myself. Tell me, I was feeling myself. Mhm. But yeah, so that's pretty, you know. I did some dope photo shoots too.
Hey.
A lot of dope photo shoots.
Look, so everybody, the people that cannot see me, and the people, you know. So I have this wig on, right?
Mhm.
And since I've been wearing this wig, I've been getting like a T-Boss feeling.
No, I was gonna crown you. I was gonna crown you when I saw it. And I saw you walking here with the hair, and I was going to say, don't go chasing waterfalls. Yeah, I was going to call you, but since you did it for me, now I ain't got to do
it. So I was thinking.
As soon as I saw you coming with that hair on, I said, nah, you know I'm going to try
that could be a nice photo.
Right? You knew I was
going to a nice little theme shoot.
Because I think you're moving too fast. Yeah, I can't. Mm. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Red light special. So we got the singer over here. I didn't know you got those voices.
Hey, you know what, man? I'm getting signed from American Idol for singing so hard.
Okay.
Jeffy's face. Her whole concert constantly in face.
Hey, okay. Yeah.
Her whole concert left.
It went gone.
No, that's fun. Now, that makes this whole live show, you being a person, stuff that much funnier. Those little things like that. I get to crown you. That much hard on the show now.
don't do it too hard.
I can do you too hard.
Okay.
I ain't gonna do you too hard. But
I feel like you'll be doing that for a good
while. I am. I'm gonna be crowning you for a good while. Just know all the jokes is coming.
I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. I think in our caller, you ready to call in too.
Ooh, hey caller. Oh, she's not on yet?
We got another caller, baby. They is listening right now.
Hey everybody, how are y'all?
Hey, this switchboard be weird. People are like, oh, I call her. I'm like, you ain't calling. I know every number that come through this thing that I see on here. I'm going to know if they called in.
Look.
But Now, but sometimes they do that. People be saying that the darn switchboard be saying, it's a fresh water school. I'm like, nigga.
Where?
But that'd be when they want to be brand new. Mm-hmm. Blog talk be on some extra shit. But anyways, yeah, so this weekend was Liddy. And we're getting ready to get into, we already did our music break, so we skipped the music break. We used to do it this right before this time, and we're bringing in our guests.
Mm-hmm.
Right before we get ready to start, Mama is a Monet. So I'm opening the line. Is this my girl Nikki Fox in the building?
Yep, this is her. How y'all doing?
What's up?
Hey.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I see. Oh, you see now, this is a little special today, Nikki, because usually Chelsea is doing the show from that location when she's doing the show, but she's in. She's gonna try to be here,
yes,
me in person every Monday. That's gonna be interesting. Because now I can't make the crazy faces and whatnot. I gotta be high alert. I can't be half asleep over here sometimes, but I'll be over here chilling. Sometimes because y'all don't see me on camera, I'll be half naked doing the show.
Oh. Half naked doing the show. Okay.
That's the great thing about not being on video. I can be half naked. But what's up, Nikki? What's been going on with you?
Nothing. Same old, pretty much been modeling, you know. Of course, I got me a great manager. So just working on trying to get out there for acting and singing, rapping, but mainly just been modeling and stuff.
Hold on, did I hear rapping? She said rapping? Oh, I thought she said rapping. I was going to say system.
But you opened up the conversations with what else I was going to do, because she didn't know I was going to call her out on this. I was going to make her sing for us.
Yes.
Oh, no.
I didn't tell her ahead of time. Oh, I know I'm messy. Because if I tell you, then you're going to be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to say, I'm going to put you on the spot.
On blast.
I'm not ready.
Yes. Oh no, we don't want to hear. No, don't say you're not, because we're making a Zig Wacky right now and say, sing something for me. You better be ready. You better be ready.
I'm not ready, dog.
My cousin around right now, he'll fit a hot 16 like
right now. Okay.
So guess what that means? I'm not listening to no excuses. So you ain't gotta sing the whole song.
Okay.
Just give us a little bit. Just give us a little Costco sample.
Okay. I get back with y'all on that.
Okay, we go. All right,
nah, bro,
I'm not
really feeling well, to be honest. I'm not feeling
well. I tried. I didn't tell her ahead of time. But
I was feeling up to it, but I do not feel good. I'm really pushing through this right now.
All right, fine. I will let you off the hook for now, but next time, I ain't letting you off the hook.
I got you next time. I promise.
Okay.
I got you next time. I know you can hear it in my voice. All right.
But anyway, so for today's show, Nikki is our special guest co-host. She'll be doing our Season 10 premiere, so we doing a bunch of surprise crap all week long.
Yeah.
We got guests, we got interviews, all that. So, and then, like, pretty much a lot of people we've had in the show before that are coming through. So, today, Nikki, you got another person coming on our Wednesday show with me and Nate. So, that's going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, it's now time for Mamas on Nate. So, of course, since you are our guest co-host, Nikki, you get to chime in on these topics we're getting ready to bring up. So I'm going to let you kick it off, Chelsea. What you got for the moments of Monet?
All right. So today I wanted to talk about the Surviving R. Kelly documentary.
Oh, man.
I'm going to confess, I didn't. My sources gave me the wrong date. So I thought it was coming this Thursday, but it already came on a little bit of it. So I'm gonna admit I ain't watched the first of it.
You know what you're gonna get. You suck.
I know. I'm sorry. I just think that's crazy. Like, I think the lady that did the whole documentary, I think her name is like Dream Hampton, I think. Mm-hmm. So she asked like a whole bunch of celebrities to like do the show, and only John Legend did it. She asked Jay-Z, Mary J. Blige, Lil Kim, Erykah Badu, Dave Chappelle, and they all said no. They all said no. But I feel like, why turn away from the fact, yeah, you don't want to get in the middle of it, I understand that, but still, you turning your back is allowing him to keep, to be still free. That's what I feel like. What do you think?
All right, so I'm going to go first.
Do you feel like he should be locked up?
Oh, Nikki, you got it.
I mean, feel like if all these females are coming out and telling their story, I feel like he should be put up. I mean, he already had 21 counts of child pornography. And then that video of him having, you know, intercourses with that young girl, that should have been an automatic, like, in jail. And for some reason, they found
him not
guilty.
I do agree with you there. I do agree with you there. Because if I feel like if they can lock up Bill Cosby, they should lock him up.
For real. Exactly.
As the male voice in the room, let me tell you what I personally think. First of all, let's go to the kid situation. And now that after watching that documentary, you have got to be fucking kidding me. And y'all know, for those of y'all new to the show, yes, we do use foul language on the show. So I'm just burying y'all, get ready. Gonna be, you be cussing, oh my God. But anyways, all I gotta say is, like, he's on some bullshit. Like, bro, you went to Sparkle's niece freaking school and was in there recruiting. Motherfucker,
who do that?
Wait. I mean, he was one. His ass was one step away from going to Chuck E. Cheese and recruit. I mean, seriously, it drives me absolutely insane that this man. You know, the stuff he's doing, and I know, I mean, and I'm going to tell y'all something right now, because some of y'all hotel people need to shut the F up forever, because y'all pick and choose when y'all want to be hotel. And I'm sorry, this is how I feel. Yes, do I think that a lot of black people get treated wrong and whatnot, and if they do something, is it going to be brought to, you know, are people going to try to do something about it faster than you offer people who are not of color? Yes, I do agree with that. But that does not excuse the shit he did. We got to quit doing that in order to get back at the man and for all the shit that they got away with. We supposed to let that shit go? No. Any day, and shout out to people that listen to my show that are not of color, that I always respect my opinion even sometimes when it might indirectly involve them. But at the end of the day, as people of color, we got quit allowing that kind of shit to go on, and just saying that we can just say, oh, because he's black, we gotta take one for the team. Fuck that shit. That's what makes black people great. We don't put up that shit, even if you're one of our own.
Exactly.
And it's just sad that because he made some good ass music, all of a sudden, you know, we bought some. Excuse me, turn our shoulder, and all of a sudden excuse that shit. Not
yeah,
I.
For real, like what?
And you know what's sad? Here's what trips me. All right, we're back in the building. I don't know what the hell just happened. The show must be getting way too hot.
I know.
Because they said, they cut me out. As soon as I started going. But anyways, that's what makes black people great. We don't put up that shit. And now, if we ain't gonna put up for our own, we're not gonna put up for nobody else. Mm-hmm. And that has to get, we have to get to a point to where we just stop sitting there excusing this.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're R. Kelly, Jim Kelly, Mike Kelly.
Yeah,
Kelly, Rowan, whoever the hell you are. Man, what the hell you do? I mean, if anything we can take from this, what the hell you doing messing with these fucking little girls, bro? And if it's,
yeah, no,
and
I kind of feel like the mama should have had him locked up for that.
Yeah, and then, like I was going to say before, the parents that be magically just waved their magic wand and went me to get the hell out the air for a second. I was getting ready to say this. It's sad that most of the people who are defending him are not, it's crazy, are not males. And what I mean, okay, yes, like most of the fans women, yes. But I'm thinking from the personal shit, I didn't think it would be this big. Like the ratio of women defending him to men is sad. And it makes me sit here and then you sit here and you wonder why shit happens. Because just because it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
All right, Kelly, what the hell? And especially and if you are a mom, a dad, an uncle, a niece, uncle, aunt, whatever, and you got a relative, a female relative, and they underage or they were underage at some point in time, you trying to say, oh, that's supposed to be excused? Get the hell out of here, man. Because y'all want to keep running all this consenting adult ass shit. End of the day, a person, you know, after a while, a person's mind gets warped, and then there's no turning back from that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Y'all got to get the hell out of here with that.
You know, I seen something on Twitter. It was like watching this, you know, for the next couple of days, if you're watching it and you've been in something like that, if somebody posted steps to watching the R. Kelly, surviving R. Kelly.
Yeah.
I feel like if you already been through something like that and it like traumatized you, I wouldn't even watch it, honestly.
Well, I mean, sometimes the best way to get over trauma is by facing it in the face. You know, that's just how it is. I mean, this shit is like wild, bro. But Nick, you got anything else you want to add to this?
Personally, I blame the mamas, and the reason why I blame the moms is because I have two daughters. So if R. Kelly had my daughters, ain't no way in hell I'm gonna go without talking to my child. You know what I mean? Allowing this man to keep me away from my kids. Fuck no. And then just for you to have sex with my daughters, like my little girls, I would have been a whooped his ass. I would have whooped your ass. And then
you're a firecracker, so I already know your ass would have been whooped. I know you would have been whooping some ass.
The whole door would have been down. The house would have been set on fire. Like, he would have. But no, like, it's just, it's sickening and it's sad. You know, like I said, like, he needs to be locked up. You got Bill Cosby, as old as the hell he is, behind bars because women came about him. I mean, you're going to be told, it's about the same scenario. The only thing I don't understand is why the hell would the women wait to now, you know, to later on to want to say something. Same thing with Bill Cosby. Why would you want to wait years later to say something instead of saying something at that very moment? And that's thing that's a problem with us females now. Like a lot of females now, when something happened, they don't want to say anything. And that's what we need to be teaching our girls, our kids.
Yeah,
something happened, you need to report that. Don't just sit there and be quiet.
No matter what they say, you need to tell somebody.
Exactly. You need to say something. That's definitely what I'm going to teach my girls, because I'd be damned if a man going to try to rape my girls or try to, you know, try to manipulate them. Because.
But she, with this, it's sad because there's people. But here's the problem that I have. Yes, I mean, is there a fault of, as a parent, you should be on your child's, like, white on rice and make sure that they're in a safe environment at all times? Yes, that is true. But on another spectrum, when you, like, really watch the damn documentary, they did a lot of foul-ass shit to acquire these girls in the first place. It's just like being a cult. They, like, especially, you know how they always say a child, a person at a certain age, as they call them, impressionable youth. After a while, a person has you for that long, they're going to mold your mind to how they want it, and then you're going to become to a fact to where you don't, what's supposed to be right and wrong, your whole entire reality is warped. And you're gonna think that all this that is happening to you is okay. It's not okay. It's bullshit. And the thing is, I can't blame the parents. Yes, am I upset that the parents can do that? The parents didn't have to find signs or find ways to find some way somehow to not ever let this happen. True, but at the end of the day, it's not their fault. It's the fault of the people that was working with him that allowed this shit to happen, and it's R. Kelly's fault. And the thing is, here's an interesting tidbit to put into this the whole entire mix. So like on the Breakfast Club this morning, Angela Yee was talking about she was doing a watch party, and she had like a panel and stuff in Detroit where she had some of the girls, you know, on it was gonna be on the panel. And it was a viewing with Lifetime or whatnot. Well, the thing was, they kept getting gun threats called into the watch party. And guess where the gun threats are from? Chicago. Now that don't warn you something. If they're willing to call in gun threats at a watch party, that tells you the kind of shit that was going on. If that kind of they had people willing to do that shit during that. Imagine the shit that was going on while them girls in that house are even leading to those points. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it just lets you know that it's a lot of people behind the scenes that allow this shit to happen. And some of the most gangster motherfuckers that was involved in that shit, you should be a fucking shame of yourself. Because I know a lot of people that, you know, that's been in the streets and whatnot, that's not their fucking MO. They will not let their kind of shit fly by. And y'all fucking G cards need to be taken away from letting that shit happen. Because y'all didn't kill a lot of innocent people over some bullshit. But y'all let this motherfucking R. Kelly walk around here and do whatever the fuck he want to do? Y'all didn't answer some goddamn questions for me. Why the hell are y'all protecting this man so damn much? And no, I'm not saying go kill R. Kelly. I'm saying this. Y'all touch other people that ain't done shit over some bullshit, but y'all motherfuckers just seem to keep letting this motherfucker R. Kelly just keep skating by.
He got money, that's why. He got the money. So if he got money, he gonna make stuff happen.
So yeah.
Or try to. So on that. And what else was I gonna talk about? Man. So it's some who's heard of the? Have you heard of the? Is it the Slender Man?
Well, I've heard that story before or something like that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, this back in 2004, this 12-year-old girl stabbed her classmate 19 times, so she could, I guess, satisfy this fictional creature. Or character, Slender Man, because she didn't want it to kill her family. What?
I'm telling y'all.
Okay, 19 times. And then they're saying the prosecutor was arguing that at 12 she didn't need to be charged as adult. Well, baby, I'm going to tell you, if you want to do adult crimes, you're going to do adult time. So, okay. So, I think she should be charged as an adult, and instead of they're taking her to a mental hospital.
I'll tell you why.
She is sentenced to 40 years in the mental hospital.
I'll tell you why. I got a problem.
Yeah.
Anybody be doing adult crimes, you gotta do adult time. It's not necessarily that. It's that you know why she should be going to jail. For doing some dumbass shit. Okay,
oh,
so.
No, fictional creature. Like, she has to be on something. Look, I mean, there are spirits, okay?
Hold on. I'm gonna jump shit for a quick second. What the hell Lil Wayne got on this goddamn performance? He looked like Cat in the fucking Hat. Get the fuck out of here.
He looked like Cat. What is this?
Now he's like, bag lady, you gon' get your purse. That's what he looked like. It's the bag lady.
Look,
okay, see, I'm gonna stop, man. Wayne, man. what the hell is you doing, bro? What is you doing, baby? Come on, man. He's killing me. Anyways, okay. Y'all know when shit happened live, I'm clowning that shit. But, because I want to know what the hell the Slender Man is. I'm going to ask my friend Bixby to tell me who the hell the Slender Man is. Who is the Slender Man?
Also known as Slenderman, is a fictional supernatural character that originated as a creepypasta past the internet meme created by Something Awful Forums user Eric Knudsen, also known as Victor Surge in 2009.
Okay, thank you, Bixby. Yeah, some damn creepy pasta internet meme or something. Oh, that pasta god ass shit? Fuck out. People are getting my goddamn. I mean, just seriously. Oh. Okay, just one question, and somebody gonna get mad because I asked this question, but what was the race of the girl that did this?
She was Caucasian.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if we were playing a game called Word Association, and I told you that story, if it wasn't that, I would be very surprised. So, yeah. The hell's going on?
Man. Hey, it's a lot of weird stuff going on in the world now.
Okay, I got a segue to speaking of people killing people in the name of something. This person killed somebody in the name of something, right? So, tell us about the one girl that got clemency you were talking about.
Centovia. Sorry if I say the name right. Centovia Brown.
Oh, Centovia Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She got life for murdering a man. She was a victim of sex trafficking. And she's 30 now, so that's 14 years?
Yep.
After 14 years already in prison, she finally gets released out on August 7th.
I'm going to go to Nikki on this first. Nikki, your thoughts?
I think I've seen something like that on Facebook. Personally, I'm going to be honest. I feel like she should never went to jail for killing the person that was, you know, sex trafficking her. I feel like she should never went to jail for that because at the end of the day, she got tired of it. She was defending herself. You know, I wish she probably would have said something ahead of time. And even if she did say something, I feel like she should never been charged for sex trafficking. Well, you know, for killing her.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's my thing. It's crazy because it goes right back to the R. Kelly thing. If anybody gets in trouble for voicing what happened with R. Kelly, like, that's fucked up, bro. That's real fucked up. So, jumping back to this, I'm glad that she got that somehow.
I'm glad that she got this release.
Yeah. That somebody just said some thought that was, you know, fix their, I guess, wrong. Because the thing is, I hate this. She went 14 years with somebody and say, this shit don't sound right. And I understand, yes, in the criminal justice system, how things work and people that got to go. But good Lord, man, y'all got to be fucking kidding me. I'm telling you who need to come take some of these motherfuckers out. Captain Marvel, she need to come and handle some damn business. Because what she doing in this damn trailer right now, she's going in. But that was just a cheesy way for me to segue on Captain Marvel trailer. The new one he just dropped. So shout out to that. But anyways, we'll go ahead and go into that. Thank you for the moments on Monet.
You're welcome.
It started off very sad and a lot of pissing me off. But at the end, we got some awesome comeuppance, so
mm-hmm.
I'm all for it. It ends on a good note, so to speak. All right, so y'all, we'll go ahead and go to a quick song break. When we come back, we will continue with Life of the Dust Live, your boy, Sunny J. And your girl,
Chelsea Monet.
And
Nikki Foxhaw.
All right. Yeah, okay, look at her. The first time. Hey. She's moving with it. Okay. I'm gonna put some smooth on so we can calm down after all that, you know, whatever shit that we just heard about. We'll be back after this.
Hey, baby.
Hey.
You know, I want to make love to you with your clothes on. Is that all right?
That's all right.
You see, baby, I want to spend some quality, quiet time with you.
Is that right?
It's been a long week, and you're kind of tired. You're feeling kind of worn down, baby, baby. Let me take you higher. We'll lock all the doors, baby. And throw away the key. I wanna spend a little quiet time, you and me, baby. Hey, let me do all the things to make you feel so good, so, so good, baby. I want to make love to your mind, sweetheart. I want to make you feel like my queen, baby. Ooh, yeah. Oh, my baby. Cause it's been a long week, baby. Hey, yeah. Let me rejuvenate you, baby. I wanna make you feel so good, baby. Ooh, baby. I wanna spend me feel quiet with you. Ooh, baby, just let me feel quiet. I want to spend quiet time, just you and me. Just let me spend quiet.
Welcome back, everybody, to Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Sadie J, your girl,
Chelsea Monet,
and
Nikki Fox, y'all.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's another ratchet segment of the show. I call it Crickets of the Week. This was a little bit more lighthearted, but I am going to go in. And, Nikki, you would especially love this because you're part of the reason that inspired this. you're a part of the reason that's fired this whole entire topic.
Probably made her nervous too.
Oh no, she's gonna laugh. She's gonna love this. And the thing is, you know how we do. We ain't gonna bring no names up, Nikki. We just gonna give them a nickname today. But
okay.
So today's topic for Crickets of the Week, which I'm sorry, y'all, I did not sign off the cricket sounder. I'm effing up all the way. I didn't give myself a cricket for that. There we go. Okay. So, today's Cricket of the Week topic is know your size. Know your size. I know y'all saying, what the hell does this mean, know your size? See, you see this especially in the club. You see chicks that be in the club that be wearing some stuff that they should not be wearing. You know, as Bruce would say on Comic View, it looks good on you. But as Steady J would say, it does not look good after that. So, no, I'm going to go in it. Like, it's a lot of people doing some shit that's very confusing. So,
ain't that every day?
We have certain. I'm going to nickname this person, Nikki. You know the person I'm talking about. I'm going to nickname this person. Let's just call her Red Shirt. That's what we're going to call her. I didn't know
okay.
She was wearing, right? Yeah.
She probably listening too.
Nah, she is. Oh, well. But we, so apparently there was a person that, there's one chick, you know, Nikki does not like. What did she have on, Nikki? She was clowning. What did she have on? This person.
It wasn't a red dress or something. It wasn't a red dress, right?
It was something. Yeah, it was like a jersey dress or something.
Or
like
a pink dress or something. It was one of them colors.
But yeah, so you was high siding. Did you say like it was like two? Like it was. She didn't get in the right. She didn't get in the right size or whatever.
She was just too big for it.
Yeah, like you know, don't be. That's like my big ass getting into a you know that's like me getting into fucking how can I put it into a Fiat, which I wasn't a Fiat earlier with my coworker because he dropped his Fiat and with my like. It's one thing, like, if I got to ride someone, I'll rent a Fiat, okay? But if I own a Fiat, what the hell? My tall ass don't need to be in a Fiat. The same way, I don't need to be in a Fiat. The same way, if you know you're a certain size, make sure you get a dress. You know, I understand you want to be a little sexy. You want to show off a little bit, whatnot. But make sure it fits. Make sure it fits and it caters to you just right. Because it's all about... It's all about presentation. You want to present the body a certain way so that we can be captivated. And I was not captivated by what I saw.
It was that bad?
It was that bad.
Oh, my gosh.
Same way. And so, yeah, I was like, I see that all the time. Like on Rail, he was talking about loose boots, Monica. I saw a lot of loose boots this weekend too. Hey man, y'all gotta cut that loose boot shit out, man. Y'all bust your ankles, y'all can't sue the club, man. If y'all bust your ankles, y'all got loose boots on. Y'all gotta get the hell out of here with that. Make sure you put on something that fits on you. So I got a funny story. I'm gonna get myself a cricket of the week for know your size. So y'all know your boy been working out or whatnot, right? You know, I don't know if you knew. Did you know that Chuck has been working out?
Yeah, I've seen
him. Did you know I've been working out, Nikki?
Yeah, I've been seeing you. You.
Okay. Let's make sure I didn't know. I didn't know if anybody knew I was working out or nothing, but I was just trying to do the thing. But anyways, so I'm gonna get my silver cricket for know your size because. Okay, I had a wardrobe malfunction today at the gym. So, I, you know, Y'all know like how the gym shorts, after a while, the little drawstrings get stuck inside the shorts and you can't pull them holes back out. So if you can't pull them out, you can't tighten them up. Well, I had a tight them up situation. I can't tighten them up situation today. So because I'm losing weight, if the shorts they got drawstring, the drawstring, damn near gone, I can't get it out the damn holes, I am screwed.
It's time for some new shorts.
I'm in there doing jumper jacks. My whole entire shorts drop down. You can see straight up draws. I'm like, nope, won't be working. So I end up putting on, I end up working out my goddamn dress in my dress pants. Lucky these like dress pants that got some room for me to move in. Otherwise, I get screwed. So yeah, your boy's had to work out in dress pants because he did. You know, he just assumed that, oh, yeah, I can put these shorts on. I learned today, nah, nigga, you've been losing weight. You can't just be putting on those shorts, they get no drawstrings on them, because you might have to tie them hoes up. So, yeah, people saw straight up boxes. It just between sagging and what the hell happened to me. That shit was like, bam, that shit dropped down like I was trying out for Chippendales or something. It was out of hand, so, yeah. Now, people have been lucky that I wasn't, you know, that I wasn't on, my body wasn't an involuntary gesture, because then they would have been seeing straight. So yeah, that happened to me today. Know your size, y'all. Sometimes it's not even just stuff being too small. You need to know when stuff gets too big. You start losing weight, man. That's the wrong time to find you losing weight. You putting on the damn shorts and you out there, you're like, oh, yeah, not fun. So yes, although I did throw somebody under the bus. I knew Nikki would get a laugh out of that. I had to throw myself under the bus too because I was fucking up. I should have checked that out before I just assumed that I was gonna be able to fit those shorts. But anyway, And, you know, one thing, speaking of know your size, I'm going to say something complimentary. So, one, I'm gonna go to you first, Nikki. I'm going to talk about you. So, see, Nikki is interesting because, okay, she's Nikki is sick, y'all. For those that don't know, that haven't seen her pictures on her Instagram or anything yet, go do some reconnaissance and figure that out. But Nikki is thick, and sometimes she don't realize how thick she really is. And she'd be like, oh, she called her, y'all, she had the nerve to say she's part of the Little Booty Club. I want to cuss her all the way out. How?
I don't be feeling like I have a big butt. Like, I legitimately do feel like I'm skinny, like, small, y'all.
No, you got to do this funny, because every time I heard somebody looking at a picture of you or saw you in person, it's like, the exact words that they use is, dang, man, who the chick on them dance? That's the words they use. I'm telling you what they said. I agree with them, but I'm just telling you what people outside of this little circle said. So I don't know what you be talking about. That's another example of know your size. If you out here, how do you have a little booty? So please tell us it. We're trying to figure this out. Oh, she's still there. She may have muted. When she comes back, I got you. But you do the same. But speaking of which, you do the same thing, Chelsea.
No, it's like, I was talking about this earlier. It's like, okay, y'all guys would be like, oh, yeah, Shawty's thick, you know. But
yeah,
it's like, we look in the mirror and be like, what? Like, what do y'all see? Like, I look in the mirror, be like, what did y'all see? Because I don't see what y'all be seeing. I'm gonna just be honest.
I've heard multiple females. We can't even talk about niggas. We're talking about females in person say something. At the photo shoot we did.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Did they not? Did they not say something?
They said something. But I don't know. It's just
somebody said something. Somebody said something at that club. They said something.
Yeah.
Somebody said something
Or maybe it just has to be like the right clothing on us. Like if it's the right clothing, we'll be like,
oh, okay. Yeah, if you got on some goddamn tight ass clothes,
yeah, be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, how you get done if you ain't got nothing? Right, but then if you got something that's like, let it go, you know, that let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. That's what y'all need to do. Let it flow. So, yeah.
I know, like, for me, the reason why I feel like my butt might be small because me, I used to be real small in like my past relationship, and then also like even now, you know, I'm always in uniform 5 days a week, so people be like, "You thick? What about it?" But like, you know, when I'm in civilian, you know, I'm still kind of like, okay, where's my ass at? I mean, people might say like, "Oh, Nikki got a big ass," but I'm like, "Well, you see it? I be thinking I just got thighs or something, but." I'm getting something back though. I need to continue what I'm doing.
Especially when I saw moving around in VIP.
And like also, like it also depends on what I wear too.
Because that black dress was like, boom, boom. So yeah, I ain't trying to hear none of that. You both y'all go southern treating somebody else not working on me. It's just letting you know. So. That's another example of know your size. But I think sometimes because if you see it's always like, you know, grass is green on the other side type of thought process. Sometimes if you see a person that might be a little thicker or might be a little bit more muscular, so we always think even we are a size that other people envy. If we're, you know, if somebody else that we envy more is a different size, we might look at them and say, oh, that's where I consider thick, or that's what I consider muscular. But we don't give ourselves credit of knowing when we are a certain thing. So it
goes to
that point of beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And that damn British woman done shut the entire F up, just all in my shit. You know we don't never end on time, woman. I'm gonna end her. I'm gonna make her mad as hell, so I can talk while with her yelling in my ear. But yeah, that's pretty much the whole thing with that, man. So yeah, y'all tripping. Nikki and Chelsea, y'all both tripping.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all need to shut the F up forever with all that. Forever. But anyway, we got a few more minutes of the show. First off, let's go to you. What you got coming up, Nikki?
Well, of course, I got some more photo shoots coming up. I actually got this acting thing coming up that's supposed to be in Dallas. So whatever else God leads me. Yup.
Okay, look at you. Look at God.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be on this little TV show. So everything's going to fall in place for 2019. I'm just ready.
Okay, now, I just want to say, didn't a certain person speak these into existence that you have proven time after time anything that you set your mind to? And it ain't just a cheesy phrase. You have done that. I watched it happen to person. Pretty much anything you set your mind to, you have done it.
And that's true because I literally only been modeling for, 4 months? And I have literally achieved more than what people have achieved in modeling in, 1, 2, 3 years?
Yeah, I would say it's all the time. It's all about work ethic, man. If you don't put the work ethic in, like, you know, it, one thing, you have the work ethic, or you ain't, if you're not, your skills ain't on point, then of course, because people be thinking that's because you can do some stuff, but nah, it's more than just, because it's cute, it's good looking girls every day that come by. But can't all of them model.
That is surely true. Basically making them look like a man.
That'd be killing it.
Yeah.
But it's just a matter of, that's what separates everybody, man. And if you got the talent and you got the work ethic, can't nobody fuck with you.
That's true.
Yeah, man. I'm proud, man. I like being right about people. I just love because Because I know how it is to be doubted. I've been there in that position before where people doubt me and tell me, oh, you know, especially you already know who, like, low key fake. You know, you know who your doubters are. Ain't the people who say they doubt you. It's the people that say comments like this. Oh man, you said that magazine? No, it's how they say it. Oh man, I can't believe you said that magazine, man. Like when they say that, that means that they was doubting you. They didn't believe you was gonna take what you're doing seriously. Them people I look out for because. Sometimes the same behind the scenes that be talk, they be talking behind your back, telling people, oh man, yeah, man, he ain't gonna really do nothing with that, man, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, them people right there, the ones I can't trust for shit. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
And plus, also, like, my biggest thing. Thank you. And, like, also, I like to prove people wrong because people in this world is very judgmental. And people have doubted me in my past, like, oh, you ain't going to do this, you can't do that. Well, look, I have truly proved you wrong. I'm just type of person, like, if I put my mind up to do something, I'm going to do it, you know? So, like, with modeling, it's like a hobby to me. You know, you got to love what you do. So you can tell, like, by me putting forth an effort to it, that's something that I love, you know, I love to do. Because at first, when I first did my first photo shoot, which was with Steven, I was like, oh, you know, I was nervous. I didn't really know what to do. I didn't really know what to get myself into. But after that first photo shoot, I was like, you know what, I want to do better. I want to be an actual model out there. I want to be famous. You know, I want to be rich. So what I did was I went into the mirror and I started practicing my face. Started practicing poses. And then for my next photo shoot, okay, let me try this. And it was just after that, I just kept putting, you know, I just kept trying different things, the same thing that was good, and so I actually got better at it.
Yeah, that's how you
and
go,
also,
man.
Like, me, I'm, like, my biggest judge. So, like, if I take a picture and I might look at it, I might be like, I'm not feeling it. Okay, let me do something different, you know, so it'll look better the next time.
Yeah, I mean that's kind of what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to. I always tell people, I mean, take time to be proud of what you do, but don't be content. I always be like, man, how can I? You celebrate and everybody be like, some people see you at a certain level and they're like, man, you doing this, and they don't realize, especially when you really be putting that work in, oh, you ain't seen nothing yet. It'd be like I mean. Even I mean, like I told you, I just threw my cousin in, for example. Justin, I think I've heard all the most realest shit out of his mouth when it comes to them rhymes. This fool would just we talk about a conversation about macaroni and cheese, and he would spit a whole high 16 about macaroni and cheese. Like everybody can't fucking do that shit. And that's why I be. And I love like when somebody might be, oh, okay. Then they kind of get, oh, okay, like that doubtful thing. And then he like put him on some real quick and let him know. Let me remind you real quick. It makes me smile every time. Like I said, I love being right about people that's cold as hell and be really, you know, they know their shit, man.
That's true. And then also, like, it's so many jealous people out there. Like, somebody can be like, oh, Nikki, I don't like your poses. Well, bitch, you just fucking jealous as fuck because you not me. You wish,
man,
you was doing what I was doing.
Man, I would get people who would literally go to people I shot and hate on them, hate on me in their inbox. You shouldn't shoot with him, blah, blah, blah. I could shoot you, but you know, it's one thing if you like, you know, don't be trying to use me as a catalyst to you to get booked. Just book on your own fucking merit and keep my fucking name out your mouth. Because people do that all the time. And the thing is that I try to keep you a name in my mouth unless somebody asks me about a certain person. I mean, I try my best to not to say too much. I'm like, hey, you ask me this person, you know, there's no, I'm gonna give you the real if you ask me. And you know, for real, like, there's people that been doing this way longer than me that absolutely, and if you listen to this episode, you know I'm right. People that this pertains to are absolutely threatened by me because I be on my shit and I'm always trying to study and get better. And yes, it'd be stuffy, you know, just not think, okay, I've done this. Okay, how can I get better? And then I improve on that. I'm always constantly, you know, and I'm not trying to be somebody. My work, I don't try to be somebody else. Like, I do my style, and I just get better at my style. I hate motherfuckers that try and tell you, oh, well, such and such photographer do this. Well, I'm not such and such photographer. We got to quit doing that. Like, that's like going to Tommy Hilfiger and telling them, well, Polo do this. The fuck? Y'all sound dumb as hell. So, nah, man, I'm proud of you. And just like I'm proud of Chelsea, which I'm going to let you go ahead and go and tell us what you got coming up. But, you know, you do that all the time, man. Like, just when I think, you know, just when people, like, they think they know they got you all figured out, you hit them up with something else, and like, oh, okay. And the thing is, every time you do something, you outwork people. And your attitude, like your whole entire vibe and personality, you be cool and you treat people with respect, even when they try to disrespect you. And that's why I always admire about you. I'm like, damn, Chelsea, how the hell did you do that over and over? Like,
I don't even know. I have no idea.
And like, when you do something new, you try to figure it out and try to get better at it.
Yeah.
Like,
you can't be, I mean, I'm a big shot person, but I mean, you can't be shot all your life, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you gotta get out of that and, you know, you gotta leave. Just live your life.
That's what I would say that event did. It brought you out to the show more because you had to talk to people more.
Yes.
And go do that.
Lord
yeah.
knows. Me and talking to new people don't read.
I was making money. Oh, I was like, ooh, look at that money. Because it set me up for more money outside of that. So I was all for that event. But nah, man. Well, what do you got coming up? What do you know about?
January 27th through the 28th. If you are in Cali, I will be out there. Come show me around, you know.
Be careful what you wish for.
I know, right?
Because you might get R. Kelly might be in California and want to show you around.
For real. Just know I got something on me, so don't be trying nothing. I have more photo shoots, of course. Right now I'm working on some designs. So stay tuned for that. I will have like a little trial one I'll post on my social media. So if you're not already, go and follow me on my Instagram, which is _beautyofmonet_, or you can also follow me on my Facebook page, which is Chelsea Monet's model page. Monet is Monet. Okay. What else do I have? Also, ladies, if y'all need, you know, some more beauty makeup, some face care stuff, body lotion, smell good, don't feel like going out because it's too cold, you can go to my Avon page. Hey, we got some nice stuff. Y'all want some eyelashes? Grow some. We got some serum for y'all, okay? So you can go on there. On my Avon, it's youravon.com, Beauty of Monet.
I'm not going to play with you today. that's what I'm not going to do.
But look, it works though. So, y'all, when you get the eyelash serum, put it on, you know, and then take a picture. And then send me the before and after, okay? Okay.
And they gonna be looking right.
They going to be looking bomb.
Okay.
Forget going to the nail salon, getting that your eyelashes just so they can fall out every 2 weeks. No, come on, we can grow our own.
Okay.
Shoot, save that money for your pockets. You know how you know you gonna get your eyelashes done for probably a good $100-some, and you have to re-go back every 2 weeks. That's money we be saving our pockets.
Exactly.
You know.
Well, I got coming out. So I'm gonna be ethnic because I said I was gonna put out 11. Probably out by 11. It'll probably be closer to 12-ish. We gonna see. Once I finish the rest of stuff up. And then that's why I'll be dropping the final installment of issue 51 because I already dropped the New York one, I dropped the North Carolina one, and I gotta drop the Texas one. But Chelsea Monet is in the Texas one, so y'all check, you ready to check that out? And yeah, it's some greatness in there, y'all thank me later.
Yes.
So yeah, and I just say, man, this weekend was lit. It was litty. Definitely, like, Saturday VIP was lit at Park Ave. Lit. Nikki, tell them they wasn't there. Oh, well.
Yeah, y'all should have been there. It was very, very lit. It was very, very lit. It was so much fun. Especially, I mean, it was fun, especially with LaToya. It was fun with her. It was fun.
Yeah, especially LaToya kept doing that little drop-down move.
Oh yeah, you was definitely out there on the dance floor.
She got down low, was working that one last. Okay, she was cracking me up. Yeah, so yeah, definitely it was lit. Chelsea, you missed a good time.
Oh, no.
It was crazy. It was definitely crazy. So yes, indeed. But anyways. Yep, I got some more stuff ready to drop, man. Of course, any pictures with Nikki that I did this weekend, dropping. Y'all stay tuned for that. There'll be a video once I get all that together. Be a video for her, too. Promo video dropping. So y'all be on the lookout for that. I got to figure out how to finally do this. I've been trying to figure out this camera, and I was doing too much the first time. You gotta turn the camera this way, dumbass. Which I knew better than that, but I pulled a rookie mistake. But nonetheless, that's what I'm looking forward to. Again, thank you for coming through, Nikki, for our season premiere show. I was like, man, you always say, ooh, when y'all come back on your show next? And I'm like, man, it'd be a fun time to have her come on the season premiere. So I'm glad. We had you come through.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for inviting me again.
And you know, the invitation is always open. I mean, heck, if you ever just want to call it, you just compelled to call in. Like, I'm just going to call in today, and I want to talk about some shit, you know. The line is open, you know. So just
all
anytime
right,
you want, just call in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, everybody, y'all have a good night.
Because sometimes we be backing it up. Back. Yeah, so just tell you now. But, and Chelsea, I'm glad. It's an interesting show. First show you did side by side. Lord, you think you're going to try to do this almost every Monday now?
Almost.
Man, what's going to be interesting? Because I'm telling you, some of these shows will get interesting. It's going to be, and you're going to see some of the faces I make. I'm speaking some of the existence right now for this season premiere and leading for this season. Please, I am begging y'all. If you're a whack ass interview, if you're going to be a whack ass interview, just save me the trouble. Do not come through. We don't want no whack ass interviews. We had 3 last year, we ain't have no whack ass interviews. We had a lot of great ones, but there was 3 that I could absolutely do without. And so I am just asking, if you say you want to be on this show or whatever, you better make sure you come correct. You never know what we're going to ask you, and you better be ready, man.
Mm-hmm.
I want none of that bullshit. So, yeah. That being said, y'all, if y'all missed any parts of the show, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/FettyJ. And then you can also go to dustspot.com/dustspotradio. So they'll have all the stuff there, iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher. We're syndicated a lot of places, so check it out. That being said, y'all, we're getting ready to roll on out. And we remind you, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, there's a J or there's a Chelsea RJ, there is a way. You tune the episode of Life After Dusk Live with your boy Steady J and your girl
Chelsea Monet.
And shout out to our special guest co-host Nick Ozdicky. Again, Nikki, thank you for coming through, man. You were definitely fun, man.
You're welcome, hon. I got you. Thank y'all for listening to me.
Yes, come, and you, like I said, the floor is anytime you want to come through, man. You don't mind.
I'll start calling in more.
Mm-hmm. And next time we're gonna have you singing. We out, y'all. Peace.